proclamation number 8582 dated the August 7th, 1963. What was the human being and what is his earthly task? As a human being, you certainly enter the stage of the self-aware being again. You recognize yourselves as something spiritually tangible, yet you are not conscious of the supreme perfection you once possessed, and that your existence as a human being at the start of your embodiment is but a pale reflection of your former self. You are indeed the same being again, which recognizes itself as a self-aware being with intelligence and free will, but you are missing a specific degree of maturity which characterizes you as a divine being. You became imperfect as a result of your former apostasy from God and first have to attain your original perfection again. Nevertheless, you are self-aware beings who are capable of thinking and in possession of free will, and who now shall use their intellect to achieve their final full maturity on this earth. And in order to tackle this maturing completely consciously, you have to know what kind of relationship you had with the one who created you. You have to know that you once had an intimately close bond with your God and Creator, and that you had distanced yourselves from Him voluntarily. But that, in order to become perfect again, in order to adopt your original nature again, you must join Him once more, or you will remain without strength and light, because He alone is the eternal source of strength and light, from whom all created beings will have to accept strength and light in order to become again what they had been in the beginning, supremely perfect beings, images of God, true children of the Father, who had given them life. This maturing into perfect beings is the human being's task on earth, who therefore also has the ability to accept knowledge and assimilate it, to mentally come to terms with this knowledge and to always use it in regards to his perfection. For during his existence as a human being, he is given the possibility to intellectually, intelligibly, form an opinion about the knowledge conveyed to him on the part of God, which can be externally imparted to him through messengers as well as internally through the voice of conscience, for he can and ought to use the gift of his intellect, and with goodwill he then can also penetrate more profound knowledge, if he always yields to the inner influence of his conscience and actively starts to carry out deeds of love. Then he will start on the path of return to God. Then he will begin to look for contact again with the One, who is his Father of Eternity. Then he will also slowly mature fully and be able to reach the pinnacle he had once been on, and which has to be regained if the being wants to come into possession of light and strength and freedom which, in the very beginning, had made it indescribably happy. Consider, you humans, what task you ought to fulfill in earthly life, that you shall arise from a state of weakness and darkness and work your way up to bright light and utmost strength, that you are certainly able to do so if you are of good will and comply with the divine will to live a life of love. You are certainly able to fulfill God's requirement to become perfect, for He grants you strength and grace in abundance, He is always ready to support you with His help, and He also places His will into your heart, so that you only need to be observant and accept your feeling, which will prompt you into doing good deeds, speaking kindly and thinking correctly if only you are willing to fulfill your earthly task. For in the state of self-awareness as a human being, you will also always be informed of God's word, in whatever form it may be. You'll receive the knowledge about a God and Creator, and then you will also be able to reflect on it yourselves and mentally receive explanations from the spiritual realm. The possibility to perfect yourselves on earth is given to every one of you humans. For you are no longer bound in the form, you are passing through your final embodiment on this earth and possess all the abilities which will guarantee your progress, but you also have free will, which alone determines how you will use your abilities. and you have to turn this wheel in the right direction yourselves. Therefore you will be repeatedly informed about the importance of your earthly life. Your intellect can form an opinion of it and determine the will. But the free decision shall always be your own, and that is your responsibility, for your future fate in eternity will match accordingly. For although you will not go astray forever, the state of your soul's weakness and darkness can nevertheless last for infinite times and result in renewed agonies instead of happiness. Yet you yourselves have to make the final decision during your earthly life in complete freedom of will, and good for him, who pushes towards God and unites with him again on earth. Amen.